Jared, I know this year has been kind of a strange year from you. It's been more not playing than it has been playing, and I'm sure it was frustrating a lot. But have you learned a lot this year just about yourself and how to handle situations, and even with all the time that you have logged in this league?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, you want to be playing every night, but you got to know the role that you're in and do it to the best of your ability. And for me, that was to be ready when I was called upon, and just make sure I was ready to be ready to play games.
What does it mean to you to play in this game tonight? You know, you're at the end of the season. Nobody really knows what's going on next season at this point in time, because you've got a new coach that's going to run his own camp, and all these things could be changes in the summer. So what does this game mean to you tonight?
Yeah, obviously, you know, this time of year you wish you were playing for a spot in the playoffs or either gearing up for the playoffs at least. But like you said, it's still the last game of the year, and it's at home. We want to show up, give a good effort. Everyone in there is competitive. Everyone wants to win, whether it's game one or game 82. You're still playing for that pride and to play hard. And, like I said, we'll see going into the summer. Obviously, there's going to be changes with stuff that's going on, and that's what happens when you don't win. And it'll be a fun night tonight, and we got to come out with our best effort.
We always talk about you being the longest tenured Blue Jacket, so you've seen so many things. And even if you go back to the year where you finished in 30th place and then you got Ryan Murray in the very next draft, is this year maybe still the most disappointing because there was such high expectation going in, and here you are sitting in this spot today?
Yeah, it was tough. Obviously, like you said, there's a ton of expectations going into camp, and then having such a good camp and starting 0-8 was really, really good. Yep. You know, tough setback, but like you said, we'll see what the future holds. It's tough to be in this situation, but we still got to show up tonight and give our best effort and a good note at home.
Did you in some way get overwhelmed by the expectations as a team?
I don't think so. I think we had a good mindset going in to the first game, and it was tough. It kind of snowball effect in the wrong direction, and when you get behind 8 games in this league, it's tough to come back because, I mean, teams have bad records, but there's really no bad teams in the league. So, like I said, it was tough, but, it should be a fun night tonight.
Jared, thank you very much. Look forward to watching you play tonight and enjoy yourself. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Jared Bohl. Milan, back to you.